heart for the words of the Lord. And that we hopefully can meet the Lord with you, Lord, today. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for our brother, for Anayan, that he will walk with you, Lord. And he will open his heart and his ears for you, Lord. And that you have a message for us, Lord, and it is an important one. So help us to listen and to understand it with our hearts. So we will not just hear it, but we will always carry it in the week, and that we can truly be following you 24/7 and not thinking about the things that take up our time. Bless his heart, bless his mouth, bless his words. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Question is, how to start? And I want to talk about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus. So, so we had a beautiful testimony that I heard from a brother of us that is not here today, but I want to share this. It was a beautiful day, and there were lots of bugs. It just says he's allergic, but Sebastian is allergic for wasps. But they were just taking a bicycle ride together, and he heard something, a buzzing. He felt the sting of a bee, but he is allergic, of course, so he knows what will happen. So what do you do? He calls his mom, call 911. He does that. So they consulted him, you know, and guided him through the EpiPen instructions. And one of the guys from church was there, and a little bit later the ambulance came, but he put a shot in his own leg and he saved his own life. But what comes through you if something like this happens, you know what is possible. You know, you feel the sting and you know that you have to go into action. And but what Sebastian did was as soon as he felt the sting, but so he took action and he followed the instructions. Maybe he practiced it first. Maybe it happened before. And he does not hesitate and does it. I found it a good lesson for myself. You know, he was trained in this use of the EpiPen and he followed the instructions. You know, he knew that something could happen, and he had to trust in whatever he was learned. So that's what he did, and he's still alive. Praise the Lord. And if you do nothing and you do get a reaction, it's going to be very devastating. But for us, a as Christians, our final goal is, of course, life eternal. Let's open the word of the Lord. So we're going to talk about Zacchaeus. Who knows about Zacchaeus? Who can identify himself with him? Different question. Zacchaeus, what does it remind you of? It was a tree. A small tree. It was brave, hungry for the word of the Lord, I guess. And he was rich. He was a bit of a hustler. I don't know, man. He was just so we're now just all these words describe how we can describe Zacchaeus, the guy that was climbing into a tree. Of course, he could not see the Lord Jesus in all of the crowd. And I guess at some point we're going to read the story. It is in the Bible. It's just one time. It's in Luke 19. Luke 19:1-10. Before the story starts, Jesus was walking. He had just a great speech about God doing righteousness to the ones he chose. And what should be your posture if you enter the kingdom of the Lord? And you have to be like a child. And he talked in many he talked about the tolonar and the Pharisee. And so the Lord was just walking and teaching. He also talked about the rich young man that really tried, but he had to give away all of his wealth and follow Jesus, and he could not. And all of these things happened today, on this day, as Jesus was walking towards Jerusalem. But first they passed Jericho. And of course the Lord Jesus knew that he would meet Zacchaeus. So the Lord was sharing a beautiful message of mercy. And Jesus is entering Jericho, a city where Zacchaeus lived. It was a rich city. Let's read it. Let's read what it says in Luke 19, verse 1 to 10. Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but But being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So we ran ahead and climbed in a sycamore tree to see him, since Jesus was coming this way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed them gladly. All of the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Lord, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." 10 verses, not a lot. And if you read this, I just miss some things. People told me once, or I thought about it, let's focus on Zacchaeus. Who is this man? What do we know about him? And you knew quite a lot. But who can identify with Zacchaeus? Just one. Maybe we are more like Zacchaeus as we know. That he was rich. How rich are we? The one has a little bit more than the different. But he was the head tax collector. But what do we know about this man? It is a suggestion of the... that in his city he was a crooked man. But what can we really read about the Bible, about him in the Bible? Let's really look at it. It just says he is a head tax collector. So let's focus a little bit on Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus means Zacchaeus, and that means the pure one, the righteous one, the innocent one. A cool name. You know, if your parents give you such a beautiful name, it says something about them and yourself, or what their plans were with you. A man lived in Jericho. It was a warm city. Because of its geographical position. So Jericho lived as a head tax collector in a booming trade city, and he was a chief inspector of the taxes, as he was a rich man. It's written separately. Maybe he was just rich. Maybe because of what we think, that he is not honest. But maybe he's just from a very rich family. Maybe it was just inheritance. And he was a small man. He could not see past the shoulders of the other men. And he climbed trees. What else is he doing?
چکار دیگه داره میکنه؟
So he runs towards the sycamore tree and climbs it.
پس دوید به سمت اون درخت و
a little bit strange.
یکم عجیبه
این. Something like that must have been. So that's what you think. What a strange guy. But you are like the state secretary for Texas, you know. And, in that time, it has to mean something. He could just have just instructed his guards to just say, clear the room. I want to see the Lord. But he didn't. He just went ahead and climbed the tree. So a little bit strange. But he did not... he was not ashamed of himself. He wanted to see the Lord. He had a purpose. You know, I really wanted to see the Lord. Heard so much about him. The wisdom the Lord shared. So now I want to see this great man. That was his purpose. Is that also your purpose? That you want to meet the Lord? What else is your goal? And Jesus is coming, you know, and Bartimaeus, you know, just healed, praising the Lord, and Jesus is coming with his disciples and the people following him in the great crowd, you know, and the Lord sees Zacchaeus in the sycamore tree, stops there, or he knew, of course. So he climbed the tree, and Jesus was there, and he looked up, and Zacchaeus looks down, of course, you know. And, you know, and Jesus does not just see him, but even talks to him, and says, Zacchaeus. I want to have a meal with you. I want to be in your house. And let's see at Zacchaeus what else happens. So hurry up. Choose. And Zacchaeus hurries from the tree. And he does not care that he loses his dignity as he climbs down the tree. But he has now a chance to really, really meet the Lord, you know, and the Lord wants to share a meal with him and be his guest. So that changed something in his heart. So what happened? Zacchaeus became filled with joy and received the Lord in his house. And as the crowd started stirring up and murmuring, and Zacchaeus says, hey, Lord, we'll give the half of my possessions to the poor. And he promises that if he has wronged someone, he will give it back four times. We don't know if he did it. But it... So in the Torah, if you steal something, you give it back, and then you give it four times the worth. So the Zacchaeus knew about this. And it seems logical that he did it. And he was not a tax collector, but he was a head tax collector. And maybe he was an honest guy, you know. But you know the reaction of Zacchaeus? That was very rich, you know. He was such a different reaction than the rich young man he met earlier that day. And this man could not give away his possessions. And Zacchaeus just was filled with the Lord and just gives it away himself. And the Lord saw his heart. And Jesus said, today salvation has come to this house. Because he too is a son of Abraham. So Zacchaeus just received a good message and shares and receives his salvation. And it is written as soteria. So it means something like putting things in security, or, and it is one of the titles of Jesus as liberator, salvator, and the Lord also talks about being a son of Abraham. In the last sentence, it is written about Zacchaeus. So, as you read the verses, you can just imagine that he was son of Abraham, but Jesus really says it. So, what does this mean? Maybe Jesus means something different. Maybe Jesus meant that we are all son of Abraham, and that we can trust him. And in Abraham, everyone will be blessed, so we were also blessed. That's nice. So great, you know. Jesus just mentioning this and putting it. So we cannot share the list again.
Right, so bold.
But most of the characteristics of Zacchaeus came on the list. But he truly received a meeting with Jesus. Oh, look, the list is there. So he was a tax collector, curious, brave, hungry for the Lord, rich, he was not worthy, repentance, maybe a hustler, he shared his wealth, he opened his house. And Jesus, of course, came with the disciples and lots of other people, and merciful. And Jesus was going up towards Jerusalem. He had a purpose, of course. He had Pesach. He knew what would happen. You know, he would die at the cross for our sins, our faults. Something changed in Zacchaeus, even though he was not an evil man. You know, maybe he was a little bit like us. He knew, you know, a little bit about the law, like us, and sometimes we compare us with other men, you know. Maybe last week was not so good, but this week is good. Maybe it's just you say to yourself, I am a lot better Christian than the other guy. Maybe you can start having things like that. In 2 Corinthians 12, it is written that we should not compare ourselves with others. But to whom shall we compare ourselves with? Jesus, of course. Jesus is our guidance and our measurement. But if I have to compare myself with Jesus, I have a big problem. I can't. I cannot be as good as him. He is our God. I can try. I can try to be like the rich young man. You know, and the rich young man, of course, was following the Torah and was holding the law. But he knew there was more. But it was not enough. If you know that you are not able to really so let's see it like a distance that you have to jump. What is the record distance? 8 meters and 65 centimeters. It's about 30 yards. You know, we can jump a little bit. But you can try, you know. You can try, and you can fail on a centimeter. But, you know, but if you have to jump over a ravine, you will just fall inside, you know. We will not achieve it. What can we do? What do we have to do? What can we do? If we want to be like Jesus and be in heaven with the Lord, you know, if that is our desire, what do we have to do? We have to go on our knees and pray and thank the Lord and ask him for mercy. That is what the Lord asks for us. So Jesus can pick us up and carry us about over the gap. That was, of course, the reason that the Lord Jesus was going to Jerusalem. That was the price he had to pay for all of us. And if you don't believe my words, you can read in Romans 3. Every man fails, it is written. Every man, no one has an exception. The beautiful thing is, Jesus was going ahead to meet Zacchaeus. The Lord had this in his mind, it was his plan. You know, and of course it was also Zacchaeus' plan to meet the Lord. So, you know, it's written, as you come near to the Lord will come nearer to you, or closer to you. And humble yourself for the Lord, and he will raise you. And that is what Zacchaeus did. He received him like a child. Jesus came to live in his house. For the Son of Man has come to found what is lost and to save it. So look past yourself, your own righteousness. You know, you can think that you try, but it's not good enough. You know, a nine is not good enough. You know, you are just as sinful as one that does not do anything about it, you know. The only way to the Lord God, is by Jesus. The only way to follow the Lord. You know what? It's not so heavy. But Jesus was already going towards Zacchaeus, and he God wants to be your father. Trust the Lord. Let us be like Brother Sebastian, you know. That we trust what we were instructed in by the Bible. And he, of course, with his EpiPen, And like the teenagers did, you know, be brave. Just be brave. Be honest towards yourself. Tell the Lord what is wrong. And just make a choice, you know. So be honest with yourself. You should have chosen different words. It's not easy, you know, if you know that you are at fault. And maybe you hurt somebody. That's not easy. I'm failing a lot. But through the merciful mercy of Jesus, I can be here. And it's just so cool, you know, that Jesus is filled with mercy. If you ask him for it, he has it in abundance. It is for you, for me, for everyone that wants to accept it. And maybe if you just know a little bit about Jesus, but you don't really know him, just a guy that lived, and there were beautiful stories about him, but is it true? I want to... But am I good enough? You know, if you ask yourself this, join the club. No one is good enough. But you know what? If you are, you have the feeling that you are not clean, that you are, then you go into the shower. But if you have the feeling that you are clean, then you don't have to shower. You know, that's how you see it. If you see yourself as too good, you know, maybe you will never go on your knees. Never really accept the Lord in your heart, but there are people that want to help you. Don't leave. Don't leave. And if you want to make this choice right now, sure, come up. You know, come forward if you want. But there's, of course, many of us that Many of us here in this congregation know a lot about the Lord. And we are happy and so grateful for this. For us, this is the same. We cannot, you know, reach this gap between us and the Lord except through Jesus. We have to change our mind. We are all part of the bride of the Lord. And look at Zacchaeus, you know. Run towards the Lord like Zacchaeus. I want to have to like a meeting, you know, with Jesus like Zacchaeus, you know. So cool. Jesus just comes to live in your house, you know. But really live in your house and in your heart. And if you want to receive the life eternal, you have to follow Jesus. It's the only way. And it sounds easy, but it does cost a lot sometimes. But I don't care. I don't care what somebody else is thinking about me. What are you saying about me? I see the Lord. Let's pray together and be thankful together. Father, I want to thank you. Thank you for this story about Zacchaeus. Maybe it was meant for us in the West. If you look at his position, it was not really worthy. It just gives it away. And you know, if he did someone wrong, he pays it back fourfold over. Because he met you, Lord. And we want to pray, Lord, that our lives can be turned around. We can use our lives to bring people closer to us. You are my Lord. And I cannot be without you, Lord. Will you forgive me, please, Lord? All the wrong things that I've done. Maybe I've done so many things that we cannot even imagine it, but the Lord wants to take them away from you. That is his promise. And if the Lord says something, he will do it. You know, we want to just put you in front of the mercy throne of the Lord. If you have this overwhelming feeling of sin, I guess. Let's close our eyes. And I was determined that Zacchaeus wanted to just meet Jesus so much. He had such a hunger for the Lord. There was a true hunger in his heart. And let's be hungry for God towards and have a desire for the Lord. And maybe you don't have this desire. You do not have this desire. Maybe you don't. But God has a